Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Glad to be with you, as always. Hope you'll check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and lots of stuff there that will help you with whatever you're working on in your small business. You got a pain, you got an opportunity, something you're frightened about, something you're excited about. We got something between something I've done with one of my Brain Trust members, like our good friend Gene Siciliano. Surely there's something there that we've written or said that it will help you. So go there and use it to your advantage. You got all the Brain Trust members are there, and the blog's there, the newsletter. Please subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And, of course, every week we ask a different poll question on the homepage. Want to know what you think, so check that out, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Gene Siciliano has helped us so much over the years do a better job of managing the financial part of our business. That's what we're talking about right now. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. That's probably you. And that's available wherever books are sold. We're talking about accounts receivable because, you know, Gene, if you give trade credit to customers, this is where you decide if you are making a sale or if you're making a loan, right?
Or a gift.
Yeah, right. Of course, you are making a loan, but are you making a sale or are you making a gift? And how you manage this from alpha to omega is how it's decided, isn't it?
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, Jim, there's a lot of talk today about dashboards, how you get a handful of indicators that tell you about the health of your business. And I think there are two things that ought to be on that dashboard for every company that that grants credit.
Yeah.
And they specifically, the two of them, zero in on the quality of your accounts receivable. And one is a thing called DSO, Days Sales Outstanding. It really measures how many days of sales on average, how much you sell on an average day, you have in your accounts receivable. So if you've got $100,000 in your accounts receivable and you sell $25,000 a day, mm-hmm. then you've got 4 days worth of sales in your mm-hmm. accounts receivable. But mm-hmm. more likely, what you've got is 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 days of sales in your accounts receivable. And that's a big number. It's a big number.
That's an easier number to manage than days receivable, where you have to use it's just a little quicker reference, isn't it, than days receivable?
Well, there are two metrics I think go together, and one of them is simply looking at the aged trial balance of your accounts receivable. And this is the report that every accounting system prints out that shows you how much of your accounts receivable is current, how much mm-hmm. is 30 days past due, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And you look down across the page, and as it goes to the right, you have balances that are older and older. And so what I want to say to customers, if any balance is larger than on the right, the newer balance to the left, as you go across the page from current to very old, if any number is larger than the number before it, which means your 60-day mm-hmm. past due, for example, mm-hmm. are larger than your 30-day, you got a problem. Anytime that number is larger than the one before it, you got a problem. And if you're 90-plus, is the largest category except for current, you have a big problem.
Well, and you're probably just about ready to go out of business, and you're going to go to your banker and say, I need more money. I've got all these receivables, and he's going to say, oh, you have receivables. Let me look at those. And you bring the report in, and he's going to say, I can't loan you any money because yeah, you've made a bunch of sales, but I'm going to discount these 90-day numbers by 75% or something like that.
Or 100%. And typically they'll say, we just won't loan against those at all.
Right.
And so you have to manage that. And the quantity of so DSO measures the quantity of your receivables in relation to sales, and this age trial balance measures the quality of them. You put those two together, and mm-hmm. you know whether your accounts receivable are good or bad.
And this is, folks, this is not, this is simple math, isn't it? This is not calculus. It's not rocket science. It's simple math. It's simple math, elbow grease, isn't it?
It's a fundamental tool that every business person can understand and use and relate to, and yet most of them don't.
It's probably one of the main reasons why companies fail. And you know, Gene, you and I have walked around, bumped into somebody, and they look like they just got run over by a truck, and they were looking for the license plate. And you say, "What's wrong?" And they say, "You say, you know, what's the matter? I thought I saw you a month ago, and you have never had so much business. What's going on?" And they probably would look at you and say, "I don't know what happened. I had more business than I could shake a stick at, and more business than I could handle. And all of a sudden, I'm out of business, and it is because of they're not doing what you're saying to do."
Well, it's true, and this one line in your financial statement, accounts receivable, can drive a profitable business out of business, exactly as you described, if they don't pay attention to it.
Well, and you could even be profitable. You can be wildly profitable. It won't matter, will it?
No, it will not. It will not.
You still fail.
I use a story in some of my seminars of a company that had a growing sales and profits every month, and 6 months later, they're out of business.
Yeah,
because they didn't collect their accounts receivable.
I call it succeeding yourself out of business. You can be so successful at sales and so miserable at collecting your money that you literally can succeed yourself right out of business.
And for a company where the CEO, the business owner, is a great salesman, it's really hard to grasp that.
Yeah.
Really hard for them to get that. But boy,
that's exactly right. And if you folks, if you don't understand the relationship between accounts receivable days and of course, it's accounts payable days, because that's what that's what's going out the other way, including payroll. If you don't understand the relationship between accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, then you're probably not going to make it. Tin Till, right back with Gene Siciliano. Stay with us.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.